Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Fund. My name is Antonia. I need to advise you that this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to go ahead and, I guess, file a claim with you guys.
All right. Yes, sir. Can I have your Social Security number so we can get that claim started for you?
It is 416-45-1545.
And your first and last name?
Jamarian Sanders.
And date of birth?
It is 7/23/95.
And driver license number?
Ooh, give me 1 second, I can tell you that. I have 859-7316.
And your mother's maiden name?
Aretha Nails, or Aretha Williams. I'm not sure which one it would be under.
All right. And have you had a name change?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is your preferred language English?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Did you complete high school?
Yes, ma'am. High school.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checkings or savings account or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your first payment is approved, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checkings or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
I can do that, direct deposit.
All right. Checkings or savings?
Checkings would be fine.
And your routing number?
It is. Let me check that. It's 262-277-419.
Okay, so you did say 262-277-419.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the account number?
00117-83350. And that should be Alabama Credit Union.
Okay, so that was 101-178-3350.
Is 00117-83350.
Okay, so that is 100-117-83350.
Yes, ma'am. Is it showing a 1 in front of the 0?
Mm-hmm.
Or could it be double zeros? Okay.
So it's 100-11.
Mine shows double 0.
So it's no 1 in front of the 0?
No, ma'am. It's showing 2 zeros.
Okay. So it's 1 is 00, not the 1, 00117. 83350.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good.
All right, and can you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address would be 5057 North Cliff Drive.
City, state, and zip code?
Alabama, Northport, Alabama, 35473.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am. They're the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
It did. I do stay. I have my own place, but with me being injured, I just stay at my home, so I have everything coming to my mom's. That one.
Okay. And what's a good telephone number to put on file for you?
The one is 659-210-6292.
So that was
659-210-6292. That's great.
And you did say the address was 5057 North Cliff Drive, Northport, Alabama, 35473.
Right.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Decatur, Tuscaloosa, Enterprise, or none of the above?
Tuscaloosa.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 111 Mackey Street, 1141 Highway 82, 5255 Lake Crest Circle, 5972 Oakley Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
That one, I've never been associated with any.
Which of the following street addresses in Hoover have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1902 Montgomery Highway South, 5147 Crown Chase Parkway, 592 Whitestone Way, 904 Tulip Poplar Lane, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
You said in Hoover?
Yes, so in Hoover. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. No, I'm not familiar with the property.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 205-765-2074, 205-765-5910, 205-765-6535, 205-765-8184, or I've never been associated with any of these phone numbers?
The 8184 last one.
Okay. In which of the following states does Jeffrey Sanders currently live or own property? Alabama, Missouri, North Carolina, Wyoming, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
None of the above.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
What was that again?
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
What's that?
That's just like a trade readjustment allowance. So basically, if you ever worked overseas or if your employer has moved the company overseas, then you receive a notification in the mail.
I have not.
Okay. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, I actually filed not too long ago. But I don't know if you guys I was waiting on you guys to approve it, but I'm not sure what happened.
So when did you put in that claim?
It was around a little bit before. It was sometime in October.
Have you been doing a weekly certification?
I was doing one, then I sent something to you guys in the mail, and I don't know if you received it or not. And then when I tried to call, it's just I was trying to call you guys, then I spoke with someone, and they told me to call after 5, and every time I call after 5, they tell me I need to call the next day for an appointment.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever get the appointment in?
No, ma'am, I have not. And I called today, and they told me to call tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, so you have to call directly at 5, and because only 600 claimants can't call their line per day, that line do fill up kind of fast. That line is for the whole state of Alabama, so only 600 claimants can call that line per day. My advice to you is to call directly at 5 p.m. so that you can get somebody on that line. I can continue with your claim, but just for clarification, give that line a call again. Whenever I reopen up your claim, get that number a call again tomorrow directly at 5 p.m. so that it's a chance that you can get a call in, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you say you have not worked since the last time you filed, right?
Right.
Okay. Recording that information down. And has your phone number changed that 659-210-6292?
No, ma'am, it's been the same.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Huh?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Correct.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Not yet.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am not.
Okay, and why is that?
I'm disabled. I had a car accident in October. When I filed for disability, but they haven't approved me for it, but they sent my doctors actually got a paper stating that I can't work.
Okay. All right. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
What was that again?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
I would be, yes.
Okay. So, are you available now?
As in to work?
Mm-hmm. Available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
I'm not available now. Not
okay.
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And what's your job title?
I don't have a job currently because I was actually unemployed before I had the accident.
So, what was the last time you worked?
Sometime in September.
Okay.
My last time working was sometime in September.
And that's the job that you're filing for?
You said that's the job I'm filing for?
Mm-hmm. That's the job that you're filing for?
basically, I had got laid off in September, and that would be the job that I'm filing for. And that job is called Rent-A-Center in Northport.
And what did you do there?
Sales assistant manager. Or whatever they would call it.
Was it like for like a convenience store or like just a regular sales store?
It was maybe like a furniture place. It's furniture and electric place where I sell merchandise.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld from the federal income tax?
Do I think it was?
Mm-hmm. So do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld from the federal income tax?
I'm not sure.
So it's up to you if you want those 10% taken out each check.
Oh,
each
would I like them to be taken out? Oh, mm-hmm. They can take it out. That would be fine, so I don't have to worry about it in the future.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to give you a temporary PM. I'm just going to reset that PM for you. Can you grab something so you can write this code down? It's for your weekly certification.
And I should do this every week?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the back? Could I speak with them about, do you think they would help me with some back, with the back pay of?
So, I'm sorry, but we don't do back pay. We only just do for that previous week.
Oh, so what about the week that the 2 weeks that I did file? You think they would?
Mm-mm.
If they approve it? Because I did file for like 2 or 3 weeks. Then I got a letter. And I sent some information over, but I'm not sure if you received it or not.
Yeah. Okay, so for more information about that, that's why I was instructing you to call the inquiry department at the beginning of our call. I'm just a new claims line. I just put in new claims, so I can't look up new information regarding to an established claim. I just put them in, so the inquiry department, they can see more information than I can. So after we get off the phone, or tomorrow, give them a call. Say you call tomorrow directly at 5. So there is a chance that you'll get in. Remember that only 600 claimants can call that line per day. So call them directly at 5. Also, whenever you do get that call in that appointment time, make sure you are right there by your phone, because they will give you an appointment time and you only get one appointment per week. So if you miss it, then you got to wait until that following Sunday to call them back again, because they're open Sunday through Thursday.
Okay.
All right, so that code is 4595.
You said 4595.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, and you can start back doing that weekly certification on Sunday. You'll do one on Sunday, and you do know the numbers to them in the websites, right? Or do you need those?
I should be getting it with the website.
Okay. Do you have their telephone number to call them?
I believe it was the one. Let's see. The number I have is 1-800-361-4524.
Mm-hmm. That's for the inquiry department. Mm-hmm. Do you have the number for the weekly certification line?
I don't think I did for that one.
So that one is 800-752-7389. And you can also call that line if you can't get it over the website. You can call in and do your weekly certification.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, any other questions?
That is all.
All right, thank you for calling the Unemployment Claims Fund, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. You got red X's.
My pleasure.
Bye.